This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This particular part of the show is brought to you by Volvo. The series premiere of Mr. Mercedes, 8 o'clock on Audience. It's based on the Stephen King novel. Mr. Mercedes, it's actually, I believe there's three novels in the series. And Brendan Gleeson stars as the retired detective.
It looks like there's 10 episodes in total.
And the trailer is on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah,
cool.
So if you're looking for that,
I got to look at that.
Find it on there.
The books are excellent.
I agree. Love them.
Every one of them, too. Not just the first book. All three are great.
Yeah. I completely concur. The characters are, look, I love Stephen King anyway. It has to really suck for me to not be like, all right, thank you, Stephen. But this is it's really good. So Mr. Mercedes was the first in the three. And
so David Kelly wrote the screenplay with.
Oh, he's great.
So from Ally McBeal and Boston Legal, Big Little Lies. He's done a ton of stuff.
He did Big Little Lies. Big Little Lies was excellent.
Was it?
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. Oh, my God. It's amazing.
He did L.A. Law and Doogie Howser.
Oh, Doogie Howser. Wow. Anyway, it premieres tonight at 8 o'clock, and the trailer's on our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited-time offer. All right, the trash. I got handed this story yesterday, right after, I think at like 8:45. So it was too late to do it in the trash, and plus we had Brabiglia on yesterday, and so I decided to just because it's so good. I love this story.
You love it.
I do.
This could be anything though.
Oh, you could never guess in a million years what this is.
You might say you love something that's uncomfortable and awkward and ugly.
Oh, it's that too.
Oh, it's that. Oh, okay.
It's also just like, you know, listen, I try to do a lot of traveling. You've traveled a lot. There's some stuff in here that is, friends of mine just went on like a small boat cruise. They flew to Italy and then went to Croatia, but they did a small boat. Like, I don't know how many, 40 passengers or something. It's a cruise ship, but it's a tiny one. Like, it's a, you know, fancy
ass. Is this Sherry?
It is Sherry. How did you know that? Oh,
she's
on Facebook.
I mean, come on. I don't just like pictures. I look at them, too.
No, I didn't even know if you guys were friends in real life.
Is
Facebook real life? I don't know.
Is real life.
Is this real life? But these small boat cruises are, you know.
Are they like yachts?
They're like super yachts. They're like a cruise ship, but on a very scaled down level.
Got it.
But this story is also about, I would like you to marry me.
Jillian Michaels?
That is correct.
All right.
So she takes a vacation, and it's...
with her wife?
Yeah, and apparently other family members as well. It's a 12-day yacht rental. This is a trip to... the Amalfi Coast.
All right.
Oh, the boys have been there.
Now I'm here.
But the vessel wasn't nearly as luxurious as advertised. And in the end, she feared for her safety.
Well, it's the ocean.
Yeah. So I thought, is she just complaining because the...
how's the yacht look?
Yacht,
you got a picture?
Well, she does actually refer you to the pictures that she looked at online before.
What does
she
mean,
this?
Though, it's not as luxurious? Like it didn't have two-ply toilet paper, or the food was Cliff Bars? Or, I mean, what are we talking
just
about?
Just listen. Like,
and Cliff Bars are delicious.
Some of this is first world problems, for sure.
Right, okay, that's what
but
I was
thinking.
But some
of it is also not just first world problems. Like, oh, she just sounds whiny.
Right.
Then you go, oh, that's legitimately frightening.
Well, when you pay so much money.
Right.
You expect the best.
Sure. I mean, we're talking about Jillian Michaels here.
We're also right. talking about the ocean, though. So
Not about that.
It's not.
The ocean was calm. The ocean was a friendly place to be visiting.
Then I can't for the life of me imagine.
So here are some quotes from her. The boat was shown in pictures as pristine. And she says, if you Google the boat, it's called the Never One Yacht. O-N-E, the Never One Yacht.
All right, look, though, let me just say, you know, when I die, I don't want my obit to put a picture of me all crusty and broken. I want a picture of me when I look my best. I'm sure the picture they put in the ad is
was
the picture
the actual...
of the day they christened the boat.
I mean,
there you
it
go.
Looks okay.
I've yeah, seen it looks way, fine.
I've seen way better yachts than this.
And like Larry have Ellis, you?
Larry Ellison's yacht is sick.
Well, maybe
have
she
you
can't
that?
Afford Larry
yeah,
Ellison's
not Larry
yacht.
Larry
you know?
Ellison, the guy owns an know. Island.
Looks like it's a gorgeous boat.
The
looks
boat
very
is
16 modern.
Years old as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, there you fun. Go.
I mean, it looks small, right? Are we looking at the same small boat?
Yeah, I think.
Yes. Okay, it's not that big.
I all mean, right. I don't know. It's a pretty. What do you think it is? 30 or 40 feet? Well, how big is that?
It says 78.74 feet.
Oh, so that's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the boat was shown in pictures as pristine. And if you Google it, you'll see how the boat was shown in the pictures online, she says. It was not only filthy, it had no hot water, no air conditioning when not docked, no Wi-Fi, partial electricity. It was clearly in total disrepair. She says, so I was like, oh, you know, I mean, it's a boat. I mean, I guess you expect all that. Oh, it does.
Hey, Bryn, pull up, Musashi.
Oh, I have a slideshow going on.
Musashi.
Right now.
Musashi.
Musashi? How do you spell
yeah, it?
Yeah,
Larry Ellison's yacht. Oh, M-U-S-H-A-S-H-I.
I mean, we get it. His yacht is, this is about a different
that's
yacht.
A yacht.
This is a story about a different yacht.
This is much smaller, though, than even what you had sort of painted a picture of, because that back deck is for four people.
Yeah.
This
is not like a cruise ship.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nice. Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
It's a nice yacht. But it's for family.
It's like
for
it's
10 people
it's, yeah, it's supposed to be for 9 guests.
Yeah, there you go.
Four cabins, and it comes with 3 crew members.
So the situation turned...
Whoa, Bryn, good job.
The situation turned aggressive and threatening. By the end of our third day, we were being extorted for money, and things became so escalated we feared for our safety. She talks about how she booked the trip. She said no one on the crew spoke English and that they menacingly demanded more money for fuel because of, quote, mafia in Capri.
Uh-huh.
Capri sucks.
Oh, it does?
It's the worst part of the Amalfi Coast. You can skip it. Just go to Sorrento and Positano.
Thanks for the tip. She go to TripAdvisor and put that on there. So anyway, she says basically they were... trying to shake them down while they're on their boat for money. So then they, I guess, did make it to shore. And they left the boat and checked into a hotel. Jillian Michaels and her family and friends who were aboard the yacht, they did safely leave the boat. It sounds like it was seaworthy. She just, you know, the amenities weren't there. And also they were threatened.
yeah, that would make me want to leave as well.
Yes. I would like, sure, let me just go to my ATM machine on the shore. Come on, the whole family needs to put their codes in.
Sorry, family, we're swimming for shore.
Yeah.
Everybody jump in.
So she says, she goes on the rest of her post, I'm focusing on what matters today, family, friends, and good health. That said, I want my situation to be a warning to others and help them avoid, I guess, internet scams and extortion schemes. These scams are becoming extremely prevalent, and they're scary, particularly when you're with your family in another country. So be especially careful when you're dealing with rentals of any kind. She said she contacted the U.S. Embassy American Citizen Services, which has been very helpful in protecting her family and helping us with this whole ordeal. She warned the followers of hers. You know, this actually looks like maybe Instagram.
There was actually video that she put up. Someone was recording as she's trying to talk to the crew members. And they're like, no, 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 don't, you know, don't film. I can film. It was on TMZ a few days ago, Bryn.
I feel like she was a giant pain in the ass and they got less than helpful as time went
it's
along.
Possible.
This is her third time that she says she's fallen to a con. I get, you know, she takes a lot of vacations. Within the last 6 months, she says that she...
Within the last 6 months, she's been conned three times.
She said it was some kind of Airbnb scam, which they do say you have, I mean, for as many times as that does work out, once in a while, there's someone on there who's getting your money for a rental that just doesn't exist, and you show up someplace. And
or it's not their house.
Right. They go take pictures of their neighbor's house, and you show up like, what are you doing here?
The online scams are on the move. She should know that. That's happening, and it's always evolving.
Three times. And then the second one was a luxury rental home that didn't have running water.
Oh, boy. She should go with referrals.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, she's Jillian Michaels. Get to pay a travel
That video
agent.
You're talking about, Yuzi, is it them not wanting to record the conversation?
Yeah.
So this is on the boat?
I don't recall if there's any cursing on there, so.
Not that I can understand.
All right, here we go.
What did he say? Bast. Does that mean stop?
That's what it seems like.
I don't. Well, I mean, let's
our
Italian
your people.
Whom has been there more
you
than
tell
I?
Us.
Was that guy Persian?
Just there.
I thought he was Italian.
By the way, I thought Capri was beautiful.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was super gorgeous. I mean,
well, apparently you have no taste. It's the worst place on the Amalfi Coast, Bryn.
I was only there for 6 hours, but the view
doesn't count.
Did you catch the chair up to the top of the mountain?
Yeah, of course. Come on.
Yeah, it's like the most gorgeous view ever.
Of course.
Amateur.
What do you think it's
Did you go to the grotto?
Yeah, I did go to the grotto on the way to the Capri.
It's so touristy.
It is touristy, but it's beautiful.
If I show you some pictures, you're a tourist, so.
Yeah, go do the tourist stuff.
The whole time, I was a tourist. That was the greatest part about the trip was, you know,
being
a tourist.
Did you look up the Musashi?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is this Larry Ellison's
photo? Can you spell
that for me? That's a yacht. Musashi. Musashi.
What's so great about it? Is it actually a cruise ship?
No, I'm going to show you. So
thank you. What do you think? This is amateur hour.
There's a show I watch, Below Deck on Bravo, reality show about people who rent yachts for, you know, a few days to 4 days. And the crew members, of course, are part of this reality show and their relationships. But one of them, one of the versions is Below Deck Mediterranean, and they go to Croatia. So I've been seeing a lot of scenes and the architecture of Croatia. Looks beautiful there.
I know.
It's small,
look beautiful.
But looks beautiful.
Oh, here comes.
Oh, boy. He's running
what
in, everyone.
He
hit
point.
His microphone with the laptop.
I'm not. He's one of the richest men in the world. I'm not surprised he's got the best boat.
Right.
That's the inside of the boat.
Do you know how much it costs?
It looks like a home in Tiburon. How much did Larry Ellison pay
$130 million.
Yeah.
My guess is he's not renting that out either. Like, he doesn't want other people's gunk on his boat.
And it has a full-time staff cleaning that. I mean, it's probably, you know, probably 20,000 square feet of living space in that thing.
And the upkeep monthly? Jeez.
Yeah, well, he can afford it. Yep. Good for him.
Right.
When Kris Jenner married Bruce, he had $200 in the bank.
I don't believe
that. Well, what'd
that's
you
what
say?
She says. When Kris Jenner married Bruce, he had $200 in the bank.
So maybe he had five houses and, you know, that's ridiculous. The guy's worth $100 million.
Uh-huh.
Well, now he is.
Now.
You know.
Right, but he was America's best athlete at one time.
You.
He did TV shows for... What, 10 straight years as America's greatest athlete? He did all those shows, the game shows.
When did they marry him and Chris?
I don't know.
It
the
wasn't
80s,
until,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it was. So basically.
Oh, it would have been the 90s, actually, because Kardashian was alive and married to her in the
80s. Chrissy, Linda Thompson, yeah.
Were they
Chris yeah, 91.
Were they divorced? Oh, they married in 91?
And divorced in 2015.
When did she divorce Kardashian? So he wasn't married to her when the OJ thing happened.
A month after, it seems.
Yeah, the timelines aren't the timelines aren't lining up, because I want to say that
Kardashian 91 divorce. So
she was around when the trial was happening.
Well, she has kids with him, so I'm sure he's seeing his kids. Isn't that in the OJ movie thingy that you watched? Is he just taking his kids out of the house, like on a dad visit?
Maybe so.
I feel like I do remember him like knocking at the door to come get the kids.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I remember seeing Robert
Kardashian
do that.
I didn't focus on that part of the story at all. But
well, and it probably shouldn't have even been in the story. They just, people like the Kardashians, so I'm sure they, let's
sure.
show his family. Chris says, I told my assistant Lisa, okay, listen, We have the greatest guy here. He really knows his craft. He's really good at what he does, but he doesn't have anybody doing anything for him. That sounds like a great idea. He doesn't have a lot going on. He has $200 in the bank. What are we going to do? Because the kids have to eat. We have to get it together. So they set Bruce up with a photo shoot, put together press kits, and made a sizzle reel and sent everything out to, quote, every speaker's bureau in the United States. And pretty soon they were getting booked for speeches by Visa and Coca-Cola, and then the rest is history. As far as she's concerned, no matter what he did before he was with her, she made him into the $100 millionaire that he is today.
That's possible. I mean,
she is good at what she does.
Oh, you sure?
Managing people.
Listen, she's the momager.
She's pretty good.
She also admits that Kim Kardashian got famous for not the greatest reason. But right. She was just being a silly little kid.
Uh-huh.
It's the best mistake Kim Kardashian made that whole family, you know?
It's
all right. Tom Wopat, that's Luke Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Last week we had heard, and this is a production of 42nd Street that's coming to San Carlos. Is that right?
Santa Clara County. Oh, okay. It's still scheduled for Wednesday, August 23rd. Oh, wait, this now says Santa Clara County, but it says Los Gatos. Los Gatos, whatever you people
say. Las Gatos.
Las Gatos. Lot of Gatos.
I don't need to get crap for that.
It is a running problem.
Yeah. The cats, okay?
He is saying, so he's doing this 42nd Street production elsewhere. Where was it? Some, like, smaller town.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's
was
not,
it upstate New York?
Could have been,
Ben.
I can't
now.
Really remember. Anyway, he is saying he did not inappropriately touch that woman during rehearsals for the play.
No, it was Massachusetts.
It was Massachusetts.
It's
Waltham, Massachusetts.
Waltham.
Right.
Good job, Benny.
Oh, it's like the 100th biggest town in Massachusetts. It's great. Anyway, he did not touch that woman inappropriately. He did admit he has some addiction issues he needs to address. I mean, what with them finding the cocaine on his person and in his car. Spokesperson says that Tom Wopat will be, quote, taking personal time to address his ongoing struggle with substance abuse. He said the issues got worse recently due to death and illness in his family and a busy work schedule. As for the groping, the spokesperson says he firmly denies any wrongdoing. And after a thorough investigation by his defense team and a full airing of the facts, Tom has faith the truth will be revealed and his good name will be restored. So I don't know if him taking this personal time means he's out of the play in Waltham.
Yeah.
And out of the play in Las Gatos.
Well, he may make that play, but I bet he's going to go. He'll be away for 20-ish days.
Right. Which would, I mean, maybe he'll come for his triumphant return for the final performance and.
I'm sure.
Las Gatos.
At his age, he has been through this once or twice.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it came to a head in Waltham. Oh my God, I can't believe I forgot.
How could it
that's
not?
It was. I know. You're just like, look at where I am.
How
am
bad is Waltham?
It's not, I mean, I don't even know that much about Waltham. It's like a suburb of Boston. It's not, but you know, it's not particularly famous or infamous for anything. It's just one of those towns you've heard of.
Oh, it looks like it.
Does it look bad?
Yeah.
It's all pretty blue-collar around Boston. Things are old there, you know. It probably looks just like the town in, what's the really
terrible? Ray Donovan?
No. Oh, I don't know.
When they do flashbacks
I was thinking
Boston.
Of that movie with Casey Affleck that I can never think of the name
Manchester
of.
Manchester Blues.
Yeah. It probably looks like that.
Well, I think if
weather beaten.
If you're an actor and you tell people where your show is playing and their response is, where's that?
Right.
I think there's the problem.
Well, he probably tells people, oh, I'm doing the play in Boston.
Right.
707 texts in.
Yes.
We don't know if this is true or not. Tom Wopat grabbed my butt at the restaurant I worked at years ago. Ick.
Oh.
Is that true, 707?
Well, it's, you know, we don't, we have no way of verifying
thing.
That. We're not even alleging
well,
it.
Well, no, that's not fair to say. I have a butt thing, too, but I don't grab them. So I think he's got a grabbing butt thing, which is highly inappropriate, Tom Wopat.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's his
name.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Speaking of butt grabbing, just really quickly, the latest I heard in the Taylor Swift thing is that guy's like, my hands brushed her ribs. There was no touching, no inappropriate touch. Her I brushed ribs. Up against her during a photo shoot.
You know, did you read more about that story?
That's really all I saw.
Oh, I read more about that story. So they're in court taking that thing apart, and the DJ, his story's just unraveled like crazy. So they're all there were apparently he's trying to blame it on the program director who fired him and saying the PD's the one that grabbed her butt, which I thought, well, that's not a good.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so there's a whole thing going on with a couple hard drives that had video of the event that the DJ goes, I accidentally spilled coffee in my laptop. And they go, okay, where's the hard drive you had it backed up to? Because he apparently had that failed. So he can't produce these things and then his story's changed. So it's not looking good for him, based on what I read.
And, you know, all he had to do was fade quietly away. He's going to wind up with tons of court costs, and he's going to owe Taylor Swift money.
Is it a dollar?
So they're saying
the court costs won't be a dollar.
Yeah, I know. He's going to pay, for all the lawyer's fees and everything. And he's going to wind up owing her money because
he's going to be working at his local restaurant.
I was going to say, because he's not going to be working in radio.
As I read about it, though, there's the part where after the event, and of course the complaints that came from Taylor Swift's people, he was called into the office, had a meeting, and I went, oh,
I've been in that meeting.
I hate that yucky tummy feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we never even grabbed Taylor Swift by the butt.
Not even close.
We haven't even done anything.
Right.
We're just sitting here trying to have fun.
Oh, man.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, hangovers are coming up.
Oh, well, the weekend is on its way.
Let's see here. A guy sleeping with himself. That's made the new. That's made our show already once today.
Sure.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by AAA. You can watch this show. Hello there. We've got cameras all around the studios, and we have a guy who cuts together a great HD video live show every single day. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That takes you directly to the Looking Glass, where you can be part of a little community of lookers. radioalice.com/watch. Free backpack with an insurance quote. Go to AAA.com/roadtrip. Call 800-JOIN-AAA or visit a branch. One per household. Offer ends September 30th, 2017. While supplies last, certain restrictions apply.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Your mom does sizzle.
She is a sizzler.
She's known as Cocoa Butter Thighs because she loves the tanning.
Well, she's known as Cocoa Butter Thighs because that's what you call her.
Oh,
that's
please.
That's the only reason she's known as that. No one else calls her that. But it's, you know.
She likes it.
I'm sure she does. Please. Any attention? Mm-hmm. Come on. You're 70-something years old. You're like, there's a young whippersnapper of only 50 in San Francisco.
Only 50.
Who thinks I'm Cocoa Butter Thighs? Oh, I better get my cocoa butter on. Look out, Gentry. I'm flipping and sliding.
That's all right, Gentry. I got you.
Please stop hitting on my father.
What does that mean, you got him?
If Vinny could hit on your mom, I could hit on your father.
Oh, yeah. That seems fair, doesn't it?
It does.
It's
fine. Make them both feel good, right, Sarah?
It'd be great. Then you guys would be parts of my family. Like, they could just go off with the two of you. And
you could call me mom.
I'd be like, hooray.
By the way.
Family reunions have never been so awesome.
Before I get to your update, I'll give you an update on, we talked about something called our Uzette, our producer, executive producer here at Sarah and Vinny on Alice. She has a channel on YouTube called the Uzette channel, and she does reviews of things. And one of the subjects that was brought up, I don't know where we found the Tata towel, but someone suggested you do a review of it.
And they're still posting it on my
Facebook. Oh, that's it. The listeners
Facebook.
Were sending it to you. Okay.
Oh my God. So many times.
So I was like, I will absolutely, as a Uzette fan and as a person who's watched many Uzi reviewsies, I would love to see how the Tata towel works. I've even heard the stories long time. You've talked about the sweat that develops in the area.
Under boob sweat.
Yeah.
The middle of the boob sweat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
it's any place where flesh presses flesh, it sure. tends to get a little slick.
Yeah.
So anyway, I ordered the towel, but in response, I got like status pending order not available. So I don't know if this thing is in production or not, but someone wrote in with a text photo that says, so for those busty gals who wanted to try the Tata towel, a fitted bassinet sheet is much cheaper and isn't on pre-order status.
Oh.
And there's a photo of a lady who must have had a bassinet sheet, fitted sheet handy. But I figured it was like a fitted sheet.
This one looks really tight. Yeah, you actually mm-hmm. said that. Like the way the...
It's gotta be yeah. with the, you know, outside.
That looks better than the towel.
It actually does look better. It's not a towel, though. It's just cotton. So I don't know if that matters to you.
Bryn, you got a bassinet sheet for me?
You will soon. Not yet, but I will soon, yes.
Have you started putting the baby's room together?
Slowly.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what's happening in the baby's room?
Well, right now the baby's room is storage. So I'm kind of like just organized.
How many bedrooms do you have in that
three
house?
Three bedrooms.
So you and Anita share one.
Yeah.
Then there's one set up for your son, Derek.
Yeah, well, that's the guest room. And so it's just like...
He doesn't have his own room yet?
No, he mainly lives with my parents.
Oh.
And I tell him to come over. He doesn't even want to come. Damn, 17-year-old.
Doesn't he work right near you at the Millbrae Martial Arts?
He does work. He drives, too. He wants to go home so he could not be around his dad, who's going to be watching over him all the time.
Yeah.
He goes home to his other house and has his own room and plays video games when everybody goes to sleep. You know, as a teenager would. Everybody's like, get to bed. Okay. And then he's like on his computer.
No problem.
Playing Xbox and stuff
right.
like that.
Let me go to my actual
But as long
wife.
As his grades are good, I don't care. But yeah, my room, the baby room, is still just, I'm mounting shelves and putting stuff in storage in the attic. And, you know, it took me a while just to kind of get settled in the house.
When are you having a housewarming party? I mean, don't you have to do that before the baby comes?
Well, you have to do that when the house is ready, right? And
I don't think you have to do it at all, do
right?
you?
You do have
you
to.
Don't.
You do.
You don't have
well,
to do
you
it
don't,
that,
but
we'll do it at some point. I mean, maybe. We'll see how Anita feels about everything, but baby first.
The baby shower is coming up, right? Is that
yes.
is that at Kuksu?
Yeah, it's going to be at my brother's school just because
yeah,
it's
figured.
I'm super bummed. Yeah. I'm out of time going to my niece's wedding that weekend.
We planned it that way.
Did you?
Just kidding.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Anyway.
The end.
There's your update on the Tata okay. towel. It's the status is pre-order. Uh-huh. I don't know if it'll ever be filled. I wonder if it'll be one of those things where they say we didn't foresee this demand
so
and never
popular.
Had an opportunity to even
And
make
we made
one
10 of them,
yeah,
so.
Right.
Those are all sold.
Yeah, I guess it's a good thing to be sold out of something because it
so
means
we'll
it
see.
Was popular.
Yeah.
All the Uzi Reviewsies fans are waiting for the...
Even Hooman was asking me about it earlier this morning.
Was he?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be a doozy.
For Uzi.
Right.
So I thought all the nuclear talk sort of died down in the 80s. It seemed like that was a heightened... It was
mm-hmm.
It was at a fever pitch.
It was all of us, when we were kids, we would have dreams of mushroom clouds.
The nuke
top,
the TV right. shows about what a nuclear attack would look like. I can't remember the name of that one that just scared the living you-know-what out of everybody. Did it star Jason Robards?
I
want to say it did.
Doomsday scenarios left and right.
Anyway.
War games, I think it is.
Thanks, North Korea, for bringing back the worry of nuclear attack. President Donald Trump is stressing the United States' nuclear capabilities are good, and there will never be a time that we are not the most powerful nation in the world. Hopefully we'll never have to use it, though. And that's the issue. North Korea and Guam apparently sits... They're perilously
They're all
close.
Like, help us, help us.
Yeah.
I know.
They're threatening us.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes is right. I actually, it's so funny. I find myself, whenever I hear about it or think about it or hear the fire and fury and the, you know, the, all the, I almost shut down to some degree. Like, I'm like, I got to think about something else.
Mm-hmm.
I can't live my life worried about what's coming out of the sky. I just...
Well, but that's the point. That's I started the whole story with. That's the way the 80s were. Yep. We really did live with this concern that the arms race against Russia was USSR at the time.
Yep.
Was going to be the way the planet ended. And the threats were lobbed back and forth often.
Right.
Between the two countries. So anyway.
Frightening. It's so scary. That dude is just... out of his mind. And by and you can guess which leader I'm talking about. I don't
okay.
know.
Oh, Vinny, the name of the movie is The Day After.
And who was it starring?
Jason Robards.
Oh!
And Steve Guttenberg, John Lithgow.
What happens in it?
There's a nuclear attack, and we are shown footage of everyone's skin melting off as the thing blows through city streets. And the fallout. Mm-hmm. You know, that's...
You're, that's you survived
the blast.
The
way those movies
and,
went,
I'm
so
rot.
Sorry if you're, you know, in your car with your kid, and I'm not trying to scare the, you know, what out of them. But the way those movies went was, you were lucky if you got, you went away right
yes.
away
and
because the aftermath was
yeah.
even worse. And there you are, you know, a
stock
teen
up on iodine
in the '80s, going, that does not look good.
No.
Hangovers.
What about them?
You get them?
Yeah.
And what's your, do you have a cure? You plan your day around them? Like the week, on a Friday night, you know you're going out. Do you plan
no,
to
I
not
never,
be anywhere?
I plan to not get drunk enough to have a hangover. And sometimes it doesn't even seem like you have to be drunk to get one. It's like sometimes I just drink the wrong thing and I just am super headachy. And but those really bad hangovers, they're just, they can incapacitate you for 2 days.
More and more people, this study was out of England, but now people are handling their hangovers by scheduling their next day around them. They know they're coming.
Oh, funny.
They're going to go rage.
I know myself so well.
And they know the next day they'll have a headache. Mm. They'll be short-tempered.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be feeling depressed and probably lonely, too.
Because they ruined it with all their friends the night before?
So, no. That's the fallout, I guess, from a crazy night out.
Right.
Anyway, you don't even get those, right, Izzy?
I don't.
Ever?
I think I had one a couple years ago. A couple years ago. Weird. And I was just...
Do you ever throw up from drinking?
No.
Oh.
Although, I should say, I have never seen a bruise on someone's butt that size in my entire life.
Your hangover's in the form of, like, what did you bump into?
In the form of a bruise.
Yeah, that was...
I wonder, Twin Powers.
Right?
Yes.
You saw that thing.
It was
the entire butt cheek.
Took up my whole cheek. Yep.
It was epic. Mm-hmm.
That has to be considered fallout from a...
Mm-hmm.
It's not a hangover exactly.
She literally fell out of a Jeep. Oh, it's funny. Just the fact that fallout is in our vocabulary harkens to the 80s. Because fallout was the aftermath of what would happen when the nuclear attack happened. And you just used it in a completely different context. And that's reminded me.
Or when people argue, they fall out.
Oh, right. Fall out of friendship.
Yeah.
Does that happen to you ever?
No. That doesn't happen
once
to you.
Once or twice. I think it happens more to Hooman than it does to me, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Come on, Adele.
Well, Hooman has a lot more volume, so the turnover is more profound, but you get closer to people, and then you cut them.
Yeah, which makes me not want to get close to people.
Oh,
That's too bad.
I know, I don't like that, but I feel like I don't want to get close to people. They just hurt my heart.
Oh, what's behind the scar?
My heart.
That's too bad.
The wall keeps getting bigger around my heart.
Well, you got a few people on the wall with you that care.
Yeah. It's those people.
Keep them close.
You people.
Yeah. She's got a catapult ready to get any of us out at any time, though. Behind
the
wall.
I am always ready, though. Let me tell you that.
So people are scheduling days for hangovers.
Yeah, just that's it.
It's not like some miracle cure.
No,
or
there's
that
no
I can
cure. It's just
to.
That's the move, and there isn't a miracle cure. If you go out and get hammered, you will feel that the next day. I know people, everyone says, oh, it's Pedialyte. Oh, it's one drink, one water, one drink.
That actually does work.
To some extent, you're filling yourself up with...
Take aspirin before you go to sleep, too.
Yeah, water.
Everyone writes in and says, that's ridiculous. It's horrible on your liver.
Well, it's not Tylenol. Tylenol's a bad one.
How about a fast fact?
Wake up feeling great. I love those.
Eyes Wide Shut, the movie.
Yeah.
Has the record for the most consecutive days of filming without a day off at 400 days straight.
Wow.
Jesus.
That doesn't even seem legal.
At one point, Stanley Kubrick had Tom Cruise do 97 takes just walking through a door. Whatever, that's the gig, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, you're getting paid.
Yeah, I can't believe Tom Cruise said yes.
I can't believe he put up with that after... I would think after 200 days he'd be like,
well, didn't people look up to Kubrick in a way that made them want to work? I mean, there's people who still want to work with Woody Allen. You'd think they wouldn't, but for whatever reason, you find yourself admiring someone's work. You do whatever, right?
Right. You bitch about it at night.
Sure.
It breaks up your marriage. I don't know if that's why they broke up.
That's not why they broke up. Come on.
Well, 400 days in close contact with your significant other.
The reason doctors wear blue or green scrubs is because those are on the opposite side of the color wheel from red and pink.
Is that so?
Which makes these colors clearer during surgery.
Huh. That's interesting.
So, red and pink come out stronger because they're wearing blue or green scrubs.
When you do, I think I've heard that actually reminds me of if you've got like a lot of redness in your face, they say you should use green tinted makeup.
Mm-hmm.
That it kind of cancels it out.
Really?
And didn't your brother paint a room in your house bright red and you had to paint it green first before you could paint it white?
I don't remember what we had to do. I don't remember the color we had to use, but that red, he got the brightest candy apple fire engine red and painted his room that color, and it was a nightmare to cover.
You painted it like three times with white and it was still bleeding through. I thought you told me you had to paint the room green first.
I don't remember what color we used. I'm trying to, because I don't, what was that? 15
years
ago?
It was right there at the very end of things.
And I was coming undone too, so I mean.
The details, schmetails.
When we finally got rid of that house, it was like, okay, I can maybe start to put my life back together now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. It was still had farther to fall.
Right.
But, you know, when you think you stopped falling and then you go.
Another flight of stairs?
Damn you,
how many
stairs?
Basements does this place have?
Right. Yep, exactly right.
Mm.
But anyway, I don't remember the color, but yes, that color red could not be stopped.
Yeah.
After the first coat of whatever we tried to just do, it's still bright red in that room.
Yeah, red's a hard one.
Anyway, I'm out of time.
Oh.
What's coming up in the track? Oh, should we do the one text? I think it's very funny. The one about your taste in music.
Oh, I think, is it?
Sarah has some musty old white people taste in music.
You know,
says Holly.
Give Thin Lizzy a chance.
Thin Lizzy is good.
That one record, I think it's got Romeo on it. I mean, aren't the Boys Are Back in Town is on that? Jailbreak. That is such an epic record.
They're great. Thin Lizzy's
great.
That they're not Heart. I can't defend
Heart. Why are you going to
slag Heart?
Heart's
awful.
In the same
awful.
Breath as defending.
Because Heart's not good. Thin Lizzy's
amazing.
Right.
But Heart is better. We have some deaths. We have the top 100 songs
some
in the country.
Death, she says.
Got some death. Got that happening for you. And what's David Letterman up to? And more.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.